Good morning. Brilliant sunshine expected today. A comfortable and cool start with many locations across interior New York and New England in the 40s and lower 50s. With all that sun, though, we'll see those temperatures climb quickly back through the 50s and 60s, and afternoon highs will generally be in the middle to upper 70s by the end of the day. Humidity levels will stay way down today, especially for the middle part of July. Another clear, cool night tonight with high pressure and control overhead. With calm winds, temperatures dropping right back into the lower to mid-50s with plenty of 40s across the higher terrain. This will bring us to Friday, which will provide us with more sunshine as high pressure slowly drifts off the eastern seaboard. As it does so, a return southerly flow will produce a few clouds by the middle and latter part of the afternoon, although it will stay dry with comfortable humidity, highs in the lower 80s. The humidity will start to build back in Friday night, and especially during the day Saturday. We run the risk at a few scattered showers or thunderstorms as a disturbance pivots through the region, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower to mid-80s. Middle and upper 80s with increased humidity on Sunday, and again the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. A stronger disturbance will sweep through on Monday with the best chance of showers and thunderstorms coming early next week, highs staying in the lower to mid-80s, and mid-80s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Midwest. Instability, combined with a strengthening belt of west-southwesterly mid-level winds, will lead to the potential for some initial supercells capable of severe hail and possibly a tornado. During the evening, storms should begin to merge linearly with the possibility of damaging winds increasing into the northern and central parts of Illinois. Meanwhile, heat advisories remain in effect for portions of the southeast and Mississippi Valley, where the heat index will be between 105 and 110 degrees. And Typhoon Nanka is bearing down on Japan with winds of 75 miles per hour. Nanka is expected to make landfall along the southern coast of Japan as a Category 1 typhoon early this afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Querétaro, Mexico, at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly sunny skies and 43 degrees with a northwest wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 50 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 48, 77% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 75 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature 67, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.54 inches, which is 44 hundredths of an inch below average. And 16.96 inches for the year, which is 3.59 inches of precipitation below average. There were two cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 96, that's 6 below average, and 330 for the season, which is 80 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1900, and the record low, 44, in 1946. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 15 hours of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, with low humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny with low humidity today and highs right around 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine with low humidity today and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny with low humidity today and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny with low humidity today and highs in the mid and upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine mixing with some clouds in the afternoon. Warm, low humidity, lower 80s. Increased humidity over the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the middle to upper 80s with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday in the lower to mid 80s. Mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and staying in the mid-80s with an isolated thunderstorm on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.